In an armchair, with an elbow resting on the table, sat the strangest lady I had ever seen. She was dressed in rich materials, satins and lace and silks, all of white. But I saw that everything within my view which ought to be white had been white long ago and had lost its lustre and was faded and yellow. I saw that the bride within the bridal dress had withered like the dress and like the flowers and had no brightness left but the brightness of her sunken eye. I saw that the dress had been put upon the rounded figure of a young woman, and that the figure upon which it now hung loose had shrunk to skin and bone. "Who is it?" said the lady at the table.
"Pip, ma'am."
"Pip?"
"Mr. Pumblechook's boy, ma'am. Come to play."
"Come nearer. Let me look at you. Come close." When I stood before her, avoiding her eyes, I took note of the surrounding objects in detail and saw that her watch had stopped at 9:20 and that a clock in the room had stopped at 9:20. "Look at me," said Miss Havisham. "You are not afraid of a woman who has never seen the sun since you were born?" "Do you know what I touch here?" she said, laying her hands one upon the other on her left side.
"Yes, ma'am."
"What do I touch?"
"Your heart."
"Broken. I am tired. I want diversion. And I have done with men and women. I sometimes have sick fancies, and I have a sick fancy that I want to see some play. There, there. Play. Play. Play! Call Estella!"
As she was still looking at the reflection of herself, I thought she was still talking to herself and kept quiet.
"Call Estella," she repeated, flashing a look at me. "You can do that. Call Estella at the door."
To stand in the dark in a mysterious passage of an unknown house, bawling, "Estella!" to a scornful young lady, neither visible nor responsive, and feeling it a dreadful liberty so to roar out her name, was almost as bad as playing to order. But she answered at last, and her light came along the dark passage like a star. Miss Havisham beckoned her to come close, and took up a jewel from the table, and tried its effect upon the fair young bosom, and against her pretty brown hair.
"Your own, one day, my dear, and you will use it well. Let me see you play cards with this boy."
"With this boy? Why, he is a common labouring boy."
"Well," said Miss Havisham, "you can break his heart."
"Will you play, boy? And what do you play?"
asked Estella of myself with the greatest disdain.
"Nothing but beggar my neighbour, miss."
"Beggar him," said Miss Havisham to Estella. And so we sat down to cards.